The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, high school hoop fans. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams, the professional.
the amateur, brother.
Here at the Dog Pound, where the Batesville Bulldogs are playing host to the visiting Milan Indians. The Indians yet to find that elusive first win of the season, but they have it in their hearts that tonight could be their night. The Bulldogs sitting at 2-2, looking to get back on the winning track and improve their record above 500.
And, Terrence, we just saw an exciting close to the junior varsity contest. Batesville prevailing barely 46-45 over Milan.
And if that game is any type of indication of the hoop action we've got lined up for you, our listeners, you guys are in for an unbelievable treat.
Absolutely.
That JV contest was a back-and-forth affair. Even got some free basketball in there, Jim.
They went to overtime.
Yes, it sure did. Sure did. But Bulldogs able to right the train, if you would, there toward the end, and they were able to get out of here with the one-point victory. I want to thank you so much for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. We've got just inside 10 minutes. Let's call it 9 minutes before this one gets underway. Of course, Jim, being the true newsman that he is, was able to secure some sideline interviews with both head coaches. We'll hear from Coach Garrett as well as Coach Prickle as we get set for tonight's contest. And we'll talk about some X's and O's, too, in terms of what each squad needs to do to get out of here with a victory. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back with the coach of the Milan Indians, Matt Pickerel. And, Coach, the way your JV team played against Batesville just a little while ago, you don't seem like an 0-3 kind of organization. Tell us about your plan to go up against this varsity squad.
Yeah, like you said, we're absolutely not an 0-3 team, even though that's what our record says right now. The guys have played better than that. We've just had a couple, you know, losing habits in there is what we're calling them. And we're really trying to eliminate those and get back going in the positive way. But these guys play hard every single time they're out there. And so we're just trying to get them the reward of winning. But they've been playing hard and they're doing the right things. We just got to put it all together.
And, of course, you may have been, unfortunately, the focus for some folks early in the season. And even Coach Garrett agrees that you were unjustly treated, being ejected for what ended up being two games. How are you feeling now when you're back on the sideline?
Just glad to be back. It was a very unfortunate situation, and just glad to be back with the guys and be ready to help them get a win.
So tell us about some of the leaders for the Indians, who we should be listening for here tonight.
Both the Reilly boys play really hard, do a lot of the right things. So Gabe and Ben are definitely leaders for us. And Mike and Norman just had a really good way of putting the ball in the basket, all three levels, just really good attacking on offense, just all the way around. And so we just got to get the rest of the guys to kind of come in there and fill in around those three guys and just play a complete game.
I got to say, at least one young JV man that we saw really made an impact. That's John McEwen.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be on your varsity roster as well.
Yeah. Yeah, John will be there. We'll have him for a quarter. But, yeah, he's been playing really well, shooting the ball well for us, and plays hard, plays with a lot of heart, a lot of effort out there. It's great to see.
And so what do you need to take away from the Bulldogs to get a win here in their gym?
20 and 30 are their main two guys. And so just going to be trying to figure out what can the rest of the guys do. Can we take them out of the game enough to make an impact and cut down some of their scoring? And how can we just attack that zone? You know, because they're going to play a lot of 2-3 zone. So can we find the gaps? Can we find the spacing? Or are we just going to let them set in it and just be big all night long?
It could be fun either way. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. We hope to see you guys again soon.
Yep, thanks. Good to talk to you.
That's Coach Matt Pickerel of Milan. Right back with Aaron Garrett in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back before the matchup with Coach Aaron Garrett of the Batesville Bulldogs. And Coach, 2-2 on the season so far, and you've won and lost at the extremes. You've lost big, but you've won small. You've won small, but you've lost big.
Yeah, we've had a bad taste in our mouth since Saturday. Saturday went into a buzzsaw down there at Southwestern Hanover. Really, really good basketball team, but we didn't compete. Didn't compete from the get-go. So we've had a good week of practice. I'm interested to see how that translates to the playing floor tonight.
Now, what do you think about the Milan Indians? Coach Pickerel has a pretty good JV team out on the floor against yours right now. Impressions?
Good team. They're a younger team. They've got they're led by a sophomore, Norman. I coached against his brothers. He's very similar to his brothers, a very dynamic scorer, slasher, can get hot in a hurry. And he's got the Reilly boys to go with him, who both got to the state finals in cross country, so really good athletes, one in the perimeter, one in the post. The Voss boy does a lot of nice things, and they went about nine deep when I scouted them live against Lawrenceburg, and similar on film against South Decatur and Edinburgh. They don't quit. They've been down, they'll come back. And Coach got involved in a tough situation where he got kicked out of his home game, the first game of the year. Wasn't warranted, but now with the new rule, you have to miss two games. So I do think if he was on the sideline these last two games, I think they're coming here in 2-1, but they're not an 0-3 basketball team, so our guys have to be ready for the challenge.
Absolutely. And your guys seem to be able to handle challenges. It was an interesting environment at Lawrenceburg the other week. We thought Grunk was terrific, and you had other guys really stepping up as well.
Yeah, we played a really nice inside-out basketball game down there at Lawrenceburg. That's what we got to try to duplicate tonight. We got to make this game a game of athleticism, skill, strength, just because I think we're a little bit deeper than them if we can make it that way. But if we come out and we don't match their intensity and supersede it, it's going to be a long evening.
But it could be a real key early season win for you if you can pull it off.
It's Ripley County basketball, right? So it's always good basketball when it's Ripley County schools going against each other. We've got Milan tonight. We'll have South Ripley here in about a week. So it's Ripley County basketball. It's good basketball. So we're excited to watch the guys play.
All right, Coach. We'll go win the county, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Jim.
That's Coach Aaron Garrett right back with the tip-off in a moment on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. From accident victims to premature babies, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure blood is available when it's needed. On Tuesday, January 9th, join Margaret Mary Health and Hawksworth Blood Center for a blood drive held in a donor bus outside the hospital. Before donating, be sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of fluids. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-830-1091.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehring's.
Just about ready to go to get this game underway. I want to thank you for joining us for countdown to tip-off. These two clubs have played each other about 53 times in the past 35 years. Batesville with a large edge, 43 Batesville wins to 10 Milan wins. In fact, when they last met on December 15th last year, Batesville, the winner there, 63-54. And according to the John Harrell predictor, John is calling for a Batesville win here tonight. 67-48 is the prediction.
And Terrence, this is the first place I've been, I believe, in 40 years of covering high school hoops, where a school has played more than 100 years. They started in 1920, so this is about the 103rd season of Batesville basketball.
Yes, of course, prior to you joining the squad 2 years ago, they had this huge celebration of that centennial year, that 100th year. It was really amazing.
So cool.
Starting for the Milan Indians tonight, number 3, Jackson Voss, number 5, Ben Reilly, number 10, Ethan Pierce, number 11, Micah Norman, and number 20, Gabe Reilly. That are the starting five taking the floor for the Milan Indians. The Indians in their road black uniforms, black tops, black bottoms, with gold numbers and letters trimmed out in white.
The Bulldogs are just getting ready to come out, Terrence. And remember, Kate Kaiser and Sam Johnson, whom Coach Pickerel is focusing on, averaged 15 points and 10.5 points per game, respectively.
Wow, that's some pretty good firepower for his club there. Bulldogs in their traditional home whites. That's white tops, white bottoms, trimmed out in blue, blue numbers and blue lettering. And starting tonight for the Bulldogs, number 3, Trenton Lewis, number 11, Gus Prickle, number 20, Cade Kaiser, number 30, Sam Johnson, and number 42, Jack Grunkemeyer. Ready to jump things off here in the big block B inside the center circle. Number 20, Cade Kaiser, set to jump things off. He'll be going against Ben Reilly. Reilly, a 6'1 senior, is going to have his work cut out here. And as he's done all year, Kaiser able to win the tip. Bulldogs start off on offense. A long three from Lewis straight away. No good. All hard off the back iron. And quickly, very quickly, Indians race right back the floor, up the floor to face this 2-3 zone. They get inside the zone. Got a man on the back door. Very patient, but the shot no good. And now the defense comes over, and Kaiser with a block shot. Missed opportunity there, Jim.
Big one for Cade there, and trying to put the ball back in was Ethan Pierce, the 6-foot senior, had a tough time on two shots.
Underneath their own basket, they get this back inbounds, do the Indians. Voss has it up top, goes inside to Reilly. That's Gabe Reilly. And now back up top, three ball straight away. Norman's going to bounce this one off the back iron, high of the backboard. Johnson's going to get the rebound for the Bulldogs, and just like that, they get it into Gronk underneath. Gronk misses on his first attempt, but the putback is good, 2-0, as the Bulldogs break the seal. Gronkemeyer with the basket. Cross the timeline. Quickly into the lane is Voss. Voss picks up his dribbles, got to get rid of it, gets it out to Norman. They go back inside the zone with Gabe Reilly. Kaiser turns him away briefly. Indy's going to look to reset now up top with Voss. Goes back inside to Reilly. Puts it on the deck, and that's going to allow Johnson to steal that one away. Johnson, three ball from the near wing, not on target, but a rebound picked up by Prickle. And another three ball. It is Prickle from the far corner, and he drains the three. It's a 5-0 lead for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs, after the made basket, Jim, they love to go to that immediate pressure.
Absolutely.
Looks like the Indians were expecting it, and they were able to break through that. Get it across the timeline. And Voss is going to take a beat here. Survey the defense. Goes back inside. Has Gabe Reilly on the baseline. And 20-on-20 crime is number 20. Gabe Reilly takes number 20, Cade Kaiser, to task. Back the other way quickly. And you can see right here what Coach Garrett was talking about in his pregame comments about athleticism being a part of this game plan. Look how quickly they get down the floor after a miss, or even a make for that matter.
And the foul there on Ben Reilly of Milan.
Johnson puts it on the deck, picks it up, goes to the opposite side for Lewis. Lewis finds Gronkemeyer. Gronk with a nice footwork and nice move to get around his man into the lane and scoops it in for two. Back the other way. Just like that, Gabe really lays it in, and these teams are off and running. Both teams like that fast pace. I can't tell you which one it favors more, just yet, Jim. Three ball, far wing, Kaiser, a miss, saved on the rebound by the Indians, and they're off and running now. 7-4 with 5-10 played here in the first. 5-10 left on the clock in the first, rather. Indians have the ball. Ben Reilly on the near wing goes back up top for Voss. Voss going to shade to his right just a little bit, then send it back across the court. Reilly able to jump in and get that one. Now Voss baseline, skips it all the way across. Three ball from the near wing. Hard off the back iron. And Gus Prickle will get the rebound and walk it up the floor for the Bulldogs. Kaiser up top with it now. Kaiser picks up his dribble, finds Prickle. Prickle trying to get around his man as the Indians playing man-to-man defense right here. Go up over the top. And then a wise inside-out move. Prickle. Three ball, no good. And Lewis trying to work that away. A loose ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Prickle. But that was a good-looking play, Jim. Underneath with Gronk. He knew he had two defenders on him. He kicked it outside to a wide-open Prickle. Just couldn't drain it.
He gave up the opportunity for what could have been an easy two.
Indeed. Quickly down the floor goes Gabe Reilly. Reilly's going to send it up top for Voss. And now Ben really has it in his hands. Ben. They go inside the zone once again with Gabe, really. And that's been the move that they've tried to make. They swing that ball around to kind of loosen up the zone, Jim, and then they find their big man inside that zone to see what he can do with it.
And this is going to be the first Bulldog foul on Trenton Lures.
Gabe really high above the head, kicks it back up top for Voss. Prickle comes out to meet him. Now they go back inside to Reilly. He's going to have to pick up that dribble, send it back outside, and this one's swatted away by Grunk. Takes the block, the steal, and the dunk. What a sequence by Grunk. Holy smokes.
6 points already for big number 42.
42 with the block, the steal, and the dunk. All in one fluid motion. Indians trying to regain their composure after that one. Jackson Voss goes inside to big Gabe Reilly. Gabe high above the head, looking for some help, tries to find a cutter instead. Lures jumps in the passing lane. Lures, ill-advised pass, but somehow Kaiser able to sky above and get it. Leaves it short, though, and is going to get called for the foul over the back. And you've seen it from time to time with Kaiser. He's so athletic. He's so quick. And that touch around the basket is something that he's been working on. That's why a lot of times you see him just dunk it, Jim, because he wants to leave no chance.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kaiser and Sam Johnson were the two guys that Coach Pickle really pointed out the Indians would have to contain. I'm surprised Sam hasn't had a bigger role. Trenton Lures and, of course, Grunk have been all over the place in these first 5 minutes of the game.
Well, both of these teams desperately want to get back on the winning ways. You heard Coach Garrett talk about that bad taste in his mouth last time out.
Yep.
Down in southwestern Hanover, a big loss there, 85-52. And meanwhile, for the Milan Indians, they too lost a tough one in overtime, 69-60 to Edinburgh. So, again, both of these teams hungry for a win tonight.
Absolutely. And the one that gets it will have a significant advantage over the other.
2:57. That's the time remaining here in the first. Bulldogs lead the Indians 9-4. Johnson sails out on a steal. Voss able to keep control, though. Sam's got to hustle back to get back in position, and does. Meanwhile, ball up top with Voss. Voss and Reilly trying to work inside this 2-3 zone. They do. They go to big Gabe Reilly. Gabe on the baseline. Gets around Gronk, but has to send it down the baseline to the corner. Now back on the wing with Voss. Voss being bothered by Lures. He's got to get rid of it. Now he gets it back. This, and you can see Coach Prickle's point about this stingy 2-3 zone and how hard they've got to work to get inside it. Oh, and Coach Garrett wants it to be called traveling, but they say Gronk dislodged the ball carrier there, the ball handler, pushed him off his spot.
Gabe really is going to be shooting this one.
So really will go to the line for two. That's Gronk's first foul, but the Bulldogs' third, as big Gabe really drains the first free throw. It's 9-5. He's got one more coming. This one's got to rim out. Gronk's going to hustle over and get that rebound. Prickle quickly down the lane and lays it in. Nice finish on the left-hand side for Prickle.
Gus Prickle with all five baseball points so far.
Prickle looking good there on the offensive end. Another miss from the Indians and another Bulldog defensive rebound. That one, Sam Johnson, and Johnson has it, sees Lures over to his left as Brandon Maple has checked in for his first minutes of the game. Maple down the right-hand side, sees Gronk on the other side. Nice high-to-low pass there, and Gronk continues to do work in the post.
Jack already with 8 in the game.
Ben Reilly thought he had a shot there, but Gronk closed the door on that one. They kick it back up top. Do the Indians. Micah Norman checking in for his first minutes. And rejected by the rim is Ben Reilly. Gets the rebound, goes back up, still nothing there. Johnson with the rebound, up ahead to Lures. Kicks it back to Maple. Maple skips it over Oh, and a nice hustle by Prickle. Tried to save that one. That pass off the mark.
And what I meant to say a minute ago, Terrence, was that Gay really has all five of the Milan points.
Yes.
And for the Bulldogs, it is Grungmeier with eight and Pickerel with five.
There you go. There you go. Under a minute now, 13-5, Bulldogs on top of the Indians. Indians with the ball. Trying to close the gap here just a little bit. Up top with Voss. Voss looks over to his right, finds Reilly. Reilly goes back to Voss. Picks up his dribble, and now comes back to the near side for Norman. Cross-court pass down in the corner. Baseline drive for Gabe Reilly. He has to give it up as the defense collapsed on him. Now back up top with Voss. 30 seconds left. They go inside. Kick it back outside on the far wing. Dribble drive down the baseline, and Lures tries to turn him away, and it's a foul on Lures.
That's going to be Trent's second.
So quickly, some of the Bulldogs players here picking up some fouls here. We'll see how that plays out in the second quarter. Might not have an impact early. 22 seconds. Dribble drive from the wing. Off with the shot. Kaiser with the rebound. Up ahead to Lures. Maple has it at the top. Eye to three, but then looked at the clock and said he's going to hold and wait. 9 seconds. Kaiser calls out a play. Gets a double screen. Lures from the corner. That was partially blocked, but hustling was Kaiser. Oh, my goodness. The basket goes down, but they say no good. Wouldn't mind having replay to look at that one, Jim. All the same, double zeros on the clock, and after one, it's the Bulldogs 13, Indians 5. We'll be right back with second quarter action after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball is being brought to you tonight in part by
Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeast Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health.
Terrence Arney alongside Jim the Professional Williams here at the Dog Pound. Second quarter action underway. Bulldogs kind of raced to ahead in that first quarter.
They sure did.
13-5 was the tally.
It was impressive.
They start the second quarter, do the Indians with a turnover. That gives the Bulldogs an extra possession, and Brandon Maple from the corner makes the most of it. Three-point basket for Maple. 16-5, Bulldogs' second three-pointer of the night. Oh, and another error. This might be what Coach Prickle was talking about, those, what was the catchphrase he called them? Game mistakes, losing mistakes or something?
Oh, losing habits.
Losing habits.
Yes, you don't want to have those.
As Reilly steps on the touchline on the opposite side of the floor, another turnover. Meanwhile, Kaiser puts it up, no good. Gronk with the putback. And it's 18-5 as Gronk looks like he is well on his way to a double-double tonight. Really crashing the boards hard. Meanwhile, Indians, they get into the lane, hesitated on the shot, thought a foul was going to be called. It wasn't. The shot was off. Grunk with another rebound. Back the other way. Johnson on the near sideline, puts a spin on his man down the baseline, kicks it out up top, and Kaiser briefly mishandled that one. I thought he was going to catch and shoot for a three, but had to regather. And now Maple off of a double screen, kicks it out to the corner. Johnson from the wing. Got him. Third three-pointer. Johnson's first. And he can get hot in a hurry.
16-point lead, 21-5, Terrence.
Starting to run away with this one here. Indians got to be careful. They've got to compete here. Going to be a hoop and harm call here as Big Gabe Reilly will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. That foul.
That's going to be on Sam Johnson.
His first, team's first here in the second. 16-15 till halftime. Bulldogs up 21-7 as they've tripled up on the Indians here. Meanwhile, really able to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Indians yet to get into double digits in the scoring column. It's 21-8. Kaiser dumps it down low for Sam Johnson on the left-hand block. Johnson doing work. Got stripped of the ball, falls on it, scrum on the floor, and a jump ball called.
And Terrence Gabe really, who's on that jump, has all 8 Milan points so far.
Working hard, going to need some help. And he may have some, as checking in was the JV standout,
John McEwen, number 15.
Thank you. Kaiser kicks it out. Maple's three-point basket won't go. They tip it out to the corner. Johnson is there to extend the possession. Down the lane goes Kaiser, left-hand side, and he finishes high above the rim. 23-8 now, and Prickle, no. I thought it was a timeout instead, a double dribble, another one of those losing habits, if you would. That
yes, the absolute kind of turnover you don't want. Man, your own errors that come back to haunt
you. Yes, yes. So after the turnover, Bulldogs able to get it across the timeline. Kaiser's on the near wing, eye in the basket. Pulls it up as Gronk has position on his man. Gronk gets underneath, gets into his man, puts it up no good. Rebound. Johnson fighting hard. He goes up for 2 and is fouled, and Johnson will shoot 2 with 5:17 remaining in the half. Bulldogs 23, Indians 8. And, Jim, it almost feels like the Indians have been stuck in these single digits for a long time.
Absolutely. And that foul is the second team foul on Milan. Both charged to Ben Reilly. First free throw goes down for Sam Johnson. He's got 4 points.
If I remember correctly, I want to say that first quarter score was 11-7. I could be
13-5.
Thank you. 13-5. So as you can see, they've only scored 3 points, the Indians, here in this second quarter. Meanwhile, the Indians do get it to McEwen underneath the basket and blocked from behind. It's a two-man game here. Oh, threw up the alley hoping that Kaiser could hammer it down, but it was just out of his reach. This gym would have fell apart, Jim, if he would have got that alley-oop.
Good recovery by Gabe Reilly from Island.
No doubt. Now the Indians got to try to do something with the miss, and Gronk comes all the way from Milan himself to swat this one away, but he got into the body.
And you know, we saw it in Lawrenceburg too, Terrence. I just can't believe the presence that Jack Grunkmeyer is out there. Really, yes. Really impressive young man.
So that's going to be Gronk's second personal foul.
Correct.
And really misses the first free throw as Gronk's going to check out, and Coach Guerin's going to look to his bench and bring in Caden Drake, who's given him some good minutes early this year.
Second shot good for Reilly.
25-9. Bulldogs out in front. Johnson gets by his man and lays it in, and that was entirely too easy.
Sam Johnson with 6 now.
27-9. And Coach Prickle may call a timeout here before this gets carried away. They're in a precarious spot, these Indians. They want to stay close. Ben really has it just below the volleyball service line. Turnaround jumper, no good. Up ahead to Maple. Maple, one man to beat. Up and under is good. And it's turning into a shoot-around here for the Dogs with their 20-point lead. And as I mentioned, Prickle does, in fact, call a timeout. 29-9 the score. We step away briefly. Be back right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Thank you all for joining us for WRBI's presentation of high school basketball. It's being brought to you tonight in part by
Fleetwood Chevrolet, also Kurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. And Terrence, one of the big things in this game for the Milan Indians. They're 0-3 coming in, and so far tonight, only 6'2 sophomore Gabrielli has scored 9 points.
Yeah, it's been a tough one so far for the Milan Indian offense, and then even tougher task for the Indians on defense. Indians with the ball, they go inside to Big Ben Reilly, and Reilly throws it out to the wing, expecting someone to be there. They were not. Changing up the lineup, Frickle now goes to 6'2", junior forward Cole McLennan. McLennan seeing his first action now. McLennan all up in the grill of Maples, sold out for a steal, came away empty, staying with it though. Johnson with a three, hard off the back iron, rebound down to Lures. Lures gets it back to Johnson, who drives the lane and lays it in. Johnson couldn't get it done from outside, Jim, so he decided to take it to the hole.
Sam Johnson, a big night so far with 8 points.
31-9 now. Reilly, turn, shoot, no good, rebound. Bulldogs. Drake was all alone there looking for some help. Finally, Johnson comes back to help him. Pass up ahead to Maple. Maple underneath the basket. Turn around. Rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound to Gabe Reilly. Reilly dribbles three-quarter lengths of the floor, then drops it off. Baseline drive, and they get it to the big man, Cole McLennan. He uses every bit of that 6'2 frame to lay that one in. And finally, the Indians in double digits now, 31-11, your score with 2:36 left in the first half. Johnson, catch and shoot along the baseline, no good, in and out. And Voss is going to bring it up the floor. Voss, coast to coast, and swatted away by Kaiser.
Huge rejection by Cade there. And, again, Cole McClellan is the first Indian to score other than Gabe Keeley, or Reilly.
Well, I think on that coast-to-coast
and
play.
And Gabe comes out.
Yes.
On the coast-to-coast?
On that coast-to-coast there by Jackson Voss. I noticed his mom, Coach Voss, who coaches the Lady Indians, had just entered the building. So maybe he wanted to show mom what he's been working on. Meanwhile, play continues for the Indians. Voss sends it over to Micah Norman. Norman picks up the dribble, the little pop shot, and the shot will drop. In and out that ball went. But finally goes through. Someone else now getting into the scoring column for the Indians. Johnson has it on the near wing. They work it all the way around to Trenton Lures on the opposite wing. Lures drives to the basket, pulls it back out. Kaiser with the three. No good. Indians able to rebound that one cleanly, and Voss is going to bring it back up the floor. A minute 39 left in the first half. Indians trail by 18, trying to cut into that Bulldog lead. Three ball straight away. Not there. Kaiser with the rebound. Off and running are the Bulldogs. Up ahead to Prickle. Prickle goes through the lane. Drops it off for Kaiser. Goes back up top. Lures from the wing. Goes down on the baseline. Caden Drake was there, and Drake's fouled.
That's going to be the first for Cole McClellan. He's battling in there.
Well, you can understand Coach Prickle's point about it hasn't been a lack of effort from his team.
Absolutely. Milan's really going for it. And, you know, we said in the JV game that John McEwen seemed to be a special athlete. I think he is. It's just such a big deficit now. I don't know if he's going to be able to show much tonight.
Bulldogs with an inbounds play underneath their own basket. They get it inside, and Johnson comes to the near wing. Kaiser is there. He's got McEwen all over him. Tries to shake him a little bit. Gives it to Johnson with a head of steam going down the left-hand side of the lane, and he's fouled. And the basketball gods tend to favor the aggressive when they take it to the hole, Jim.
Indeed, and that's the first foul for Jackson Voss tonight for Milan.
Another inbounds play underneath their own basket with a minute left to go. Kaiser down the right-hand side of the lane. Again, too easy. Kaiser well above the rim, just drops that one in.
And Cade's got four.
And it's back to a 20-point lead. Voss brings it up. Eyes the clock at 41 seconds. McEwen from the near wing lets a three fly in and out. Maple with the rebound. Maple going to bring it up the floor. Goes behind his back trying to tie up the junior who's guarding him well, Cole McClellan. And now with 22 seconds, Kaiser's going to pull it out, walk it to the corner as the Bulldogs seem satisfied holding for the final shot. Maple now on the near wing. Dribbles back towards Kaiser. Gets it back to him. 7 seconds now. Johnson on the wing. Turns. Shoots off the rim. And that's going to do it for this first half. And after two, Bulldogs with a 20-point lead over the Indians. It's 33-13. We'll be back right after words from our sponsors and give you some a recap of the first half and some stats and scoring, all that and more on our halftime show coming up after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend too. The music is chill and so's the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
It is halftime here at the Dog Pound, and the Bulldogs enjoying a 20-point lead over the Milan Indians. It's 33-13 as we are being entertained with the dance stylings of the Bulldogs dance team as they get ready to put on their floor show. But, Jim, this first half has really been all Bulldogs from the word go. They
absolutely
scored the first basket, and they have never looked back, outscoring the Indians in that first quarter 13-5, and they really poured it on in the second quarter as they found the range from three, outscoring the Indians in that second quarter 20-8, and that's where we are at the break, 33-13.
And you know who set the pace early on?
Go ahead.
The man that we saw do the same at Lawrenceburg and then back off for the second half, Jack Gruckmeyer.
Yes.
The young man is such a physical presence in there. He's not super tall. I think he goes about 6'2 or so, but he has got a wide body and he has got skills and really making it happen for the Bulldogs in there. 10 points in that first half, and I'm unofficial, Terrence, on these. I'm missing 1 point for the Bulldogs. I'll try and check that at the official table downstairs in a moment. But unofficially, we've got 4 points for Cade Kaiser, 8 for Sam Johnson on a tray, 2 buckets and a free throw. Again, 10 for Grunkmeyer. Looks like 5 for Gus Prickle, and 5 as well for Braden Maple. For the Indians, there are 2 points for Micah Norman on a bucket. Gabe Reilly was really the big scorer for Milan with 9, 3 field goals and 3 free throws. And Cole McClellan scored a bucket late for 2. The Indians really want to get something going. And, you know, Coach Matt Pickerel, talking to him, he feels like they've definitely got athletes to make this thing happen. And, you know, we've seen, again, with McClellan and certainly McEwen, and I think a couple of those other guys as well, Micah Norman is one. They've got athletes, but not the athletes that Batesville has.
Well, I will tell you, if you're a Milan Indian fan, you've got to be thinking the heavens above for Ben Reilly. The only reason that you're remotely in this ball game, there was a period of time there through that first quarter where all of the Indians' points had come from young Ben Reilly. The question will be for Matt Prickle and his team is who else will be able to step up. We saw some substitutions that seemed to have some effect as others got into the scoring column. Of course, the aforementioned John McEwen came in, gave him a spark off the bench. Some really good minutes from the junior Cole McLennan, giving him good minutes on both ends of the floor.
And Justin Kazeltine, number 14, came in the last few minutes of the half. Played some nice defense, didn't get his hands on the ball, but Justin may be able to do some things. He's a 5'11 senior and getting his chance here tonight.
Now, on the flip side, you talked about the hot start from Jack Grunkemeyer and his athleticism on display. None bigger than that one play, Jim, where he was able to rise up against one of the Milan Indians, secure a block, a steal, and then and a dunk in one fluid motion.
Yeah, it was amazing. He was 3-1, and you got to see this on video. I think Coach Garrett may be showing it on Coach's Corner when he comes to see you in the studio on Monday.
You might be right. That was an amazing play there. And listen, as you can tell, the Bulldogs didn't spend very much time in the locker room. They're already back out on the floor
with 4 minutes remaining in halftime.
Well, what if you're Aaron Garrett, what could you possibly say to these young men?
Keep doing what you're doing. Let's go.
That's about the size of it. Everything going the Bulldogs' way. We'll step out one more time and come back to get you ready to go for second half action. After break, Bulldogs on top of the Indians, 33-13. We'll be back in a second on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back. It's halftime at the Dog Pound, where the Bulldogs are enjoying a 20-point lead over the Milan Indians, 33-13 to score. I'm Terrence Arney. He's Jim Williams.
Hello.
And Jim, You know, one of the things that's kind of stuck out to me when you spoke with Coach Garrett was his phrasing of, and I'm going to quote him here, "We've had a bad taste in our mouth ever since last Saturday." And kudos to those young men for being able to exercise some of those demons here tonight.
Absolutely. And as you've talked to him on Coach's Corner, which is, of course, coming up again Monday, Coach Garrett is nothing if not philosophical.
Yeah.
Just having talked to him these couple weeks, like, wow, what an intense guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's got a formula for these Bulldogs that is really working for him right now. And, you know, with the 3-3 record, it looks likely to go 4-3 here tonight. But the Indians, again, have the couple athletes that may be able to make something happen. They haven't gotten a 6-foot senior Trenton Langerman in there, but he's got pretty good bulk. Could go up against a Grunkmeyer.
Yeah, and that was, you know, and again, going back to Coach Garrett's keys to this game, he mentioned, you know, being able to match the Indians' intensity, and also mentioned using their athleticism. I think he felt coming into this game, Coach Garrett, that is, I think he felt that that would be a spot where they would have an advantage and they could use that advantage or use that to their advantage. On the flip side, you know, this Indian team is a young team.
Yes.
Coach Prickle has got some youngsters out there.
The ORVC is a tough league, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Gabe Reilly, he's been asked a lot of here in the early goings. He's just a sophomore. Micah Norman, also a sophomore. You know, and up and down the line. Gabe, yeah.
So, and it is Gabe, not Ben Reilly, who's got those 9 points for Milan and really leading the way tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. Like I said, they've really asked a lot of him.
They do.
In terms of their offensive power. But
he's that guy, like Grunk. They want the ball in his hands.
Yes, yes. And you can understand. I mean, you could see that on paper that would be their best way to go, as Coach Prickle said, trying to get inside that zone and make something happen from there. The problem is that back line of that zone, those three young men on that back line, and Kaiser and Grunk and Johnson, that's a lot of height and a lot of athleticism. They've shown their jumping ability. We saw several blocks from all three of those young men here in this first half.
Absolutely. Here it comes.
So Indians ready to start this second half, and they immediately walk right into a press, a trap there up top, and they get it into the corner. Three ball on the way, no good. Prickle with the rebound. Prickle going to jog it up the floor, send it over to Lewis, who's going to leave it for Sam Johnson. Sends it inside for Kaiser. Kaiser immediately to the bucket. Bangs it off the glass for two. Bulldogs kind of picking up where they left off there in the first half. Voss going to bring it up. Voss up top. Lures in his face. Going to pass it off to Ben Reilly and get it right back. Voss goes inside now. They got Reilly on the baseline. He lets the turnaround jumper go and a collision. 3-on-3 crime there. Voss and Lures combined.
And, you know, another potential physical force for the Indians, Terrence, is Ben Pierce, right in there, number 10. He's a 6'1 senior.
Yeah, Pierce came in there midway, I think, in the second. Gave him some minutes there.
Yep.
Shot up, no good. Ooh. Quickly down the floor, outlet pass. Grunk running the floor like a big man should, Jim, and lays it in.
That was intense.
Well, you've got to reward the big man when he's able to out and run like that. You've got to get him the ball. I know I sound like Bill Walton right now, but you got to reward the big man when he runs the floor.
No doubt about it. And there's a pair for Gabe Reilly starting out the second half.
Nice little inside-out ball there from the Indians now. Grunk has it up high, goes to Kaiser on the right wing. Johnson's got to get it back, picks up his dribble at the free throw line, goes back out to Kaiser. Now Kaiser drops it down. Grunk, spin move on the baseline. He's too tough, too big, too strong.
Yep, just the way he started the first half.
39-15, Bulldogs with the lead. Indians Voss goes inside again. Pierce gives it right back to Voss. Pierce roaming that baseline. Got Kaiser on his backside. Goes right up in his face. Shot too hard off the backboard, and Johnson's going to come away cleanly with the rebound. Johnson dribbles down into the far corner. Lays it across the floor for Grunkmeyer. Gets it right back. Johnson turned away this time. by Pierce. And Lures lets one fly off the mark. Indians back the other way. Head of steam for Micah Norman. He's turned over. Live ball turnover there from the Indians. It's going to go out of bounds. And look at that hustle there. Lures was just going to let that one go, but
trying to save it in was Jackson Voss. He was going for it for the Indians. They don't feel like they're out of this game yet, even though they're down 39-15.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's what Coach Prickle had alluded to, that these young men are playing hard every night, and they won't give up. As, oh, goodness. Kaiser went in for a leaner, didn't get it to go. Gronk with the follow-up. They're going to say he's over the back of one of the Indians.
Of Trenton Langfurman, number 40, the big guy who has a physique similar to Gronk, who just came in.
So Indians going to bring it up the floor with Reilly. Voss has it now, goes back to Reilly. They're looking for Langfurman inside that zone there. And instead, Voss, three, halfway down, back up. And Reilly with the rebound and the putback for Gabe Reilly. He's fouled on that play. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And I like what Coach Prickle has done here. He's gotten big Gabe Reilly out of the center of that zone and maybe free him up on a wing there. Give him a little more room to move. Misses the first free throw, does Reilly. He's got another one coming.
Gabe's having a nice game. If only his teammates would, too, the Indians might have something.
That was Cade Kaiser's second free throw, second personal foul. He's at two now, and that's the second team foul on the Bulldogs in this third quarter. Reilly made good on the second free throw. 39-16 as Lures goes baseline, stops, turns back outside. Splitting two defenders was Gus Prickle, and he lays it in a nice finish with the left hand. 41-16 now. A little hesitation now from Ben, really. Not sure where he wanted to go with the basketball. Voss comes out to meet him. They go inside. Nice little stop, pop, and a shot, but it won't drop. Back the other way now. Bulldogs. Kaiser on the far wing, high above the head, goes cross court with that pass. Lures on the receiving end, goes back up top for Johnson. Johnson puts it on the deck and charges the lane. And speaking of charge, actually they call it a block.
Ooh.
They actually call that foul against, I believe it's Voss.
Jackson Voss, his second of the game.
I thought for sure Voss was quick enough to beat Johnson to the spot, but the officials saw it differently. Not in the act of shooting, so a simple side out for the Bulldogs. Johnson gets it back just below the volleyball service line, and Eagle puts it in for two more for Johnson. Bulldogs clearly having their way here tonight, and this might be, Jim, a preview of what you might see in the Ripley County Tourney. Of course, Monday night we have our preview show of the Ripley County Tournament on Coach's Corner.
It is a 25-point lead, 43-18. I think you're probably right.
Lures has the ball on the far wing now. Lures trying to shake off Jackson Voss.
And I should point that Trenton Langfurman made that last bucket for Milan to give him 18 points.
Spin move by Lures finds Caden Drake, and Drake lays it in for his first 2 points. Drake, keep in mind, just a sophomore on this team, and another quick 2 points for the Indians. Indians now trying to get a little rhythm now.
Langfurman with his second straight bucket, 4 points.
And that might just be the spark that Coach Prickle was looking for off the bench. Cade Kaiser holds the ball here on the near wing, goes over to Maple. Maple tried to go down the lane, was turned away, kicks it out for Johnson. Johnson comes back to the near side and Kaiser. Kaiser, a couple of dribbles and leaves it off for Lures. Lures gets into the lane, stops, and Caden Drake feeling it. Lets a three fly, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Kaiser. That was almost an NBA three.
It was. Johnson's going to come and have a seat here. And that's going to let Coach Garrett go further down the bench, pull up freshman James Hughes. Hughes had a nice game in the JV game earlier. And just when the Indians seemed like they had a little rhythm there, an unforced error there on an errant pass.
So sophomore Mike Norman just broke the wrong way, and Hughes' ball went right by him.
So a turnover for the Indians. Bulldogs come back the other way. 45-20, just inside 2 minutes to go in the third. Kizer looking for a cutting Lures, finds him, and Lures does the rest. Nice teamwork there between Kizer and Lures.
Surprising, Trenton's first score of the night.
Inside, Maple with active hands, able to knock away a pass intended for Reilly, but a foul's going to be called on the loose ball. Going to go against the Bulldogs. It'll be their third team foul here in the quarter.
That's going to be on Lures, his third of the game. Excuse me, his second.
No, you had it right. It's indeed his
third. Okay, there we go.
And Lures is going to have a seat, and that'll bring Prickle back in off the bench, who is getting a breather.
Ben's tough.
Yes. Almost another steal there. Reilly to Reilly. Three ball. No good. Scrum for the rebound, and it's the big man, Cole McClellan, picking up a little trash around there and putting it back in.
Only his second bucket of the game.
47-22 now. Minute 22 left to go. Maple down the left side. Kicks it to the corner. Three ball. In, out, and back in as Prickle.
Wow.
With the shooter's roll there. Baseline drive by Reilly. Goes around the defender. Comes back on the front side and drops it in. Nice move there from Gabe Reilly. And it's going to be a matter here. Too little, too late.
Yep.
As Indians have seemed to find a little something. They turn the Bulldogs over, do the Indians now. So now they're getting it working on both ends. Offense and defense. But again, perhaps too little, too late.
They're in there battling.
Strong pass inside, ricochets off the glass, and again, a dribble drive by Ben Reilly, and he lays it in.
Nice layup there. Ben could have been doing that all game.
Nice back-to-back buckets. That might be the first time we've said that about the Indians.
Yes,
it
is.
All game long. 20 seconds. It's a 24-point game, 50-26. Maple is going to hold this one for the final shot of the third quarter. Gives it to Drake. Drake finds Prickle. Prickle, 5 seconds, gets into his move. Kizer for three. Got him. Wow. Big bucket to close out a big quarter for the Bulldogs. Kizer elevates above everybody and drains the three. Makes the score 53 Bulldogs. 26 Indians. Will be back for the start of the fourth quarter right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Fourth quarter action of this high school boys basketball game is being brought to you tonight in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings.
And the Bulldogs open up this fourth quarter as Gronkemeyer lays it in for two more. Kind of been the story of the game, Gronk doing Gronk things down in the post. Back the other way as the game has gone on, though, it's been really Gabe really this gained some confidence and has gotten comfortable in the post himself.
Gabe has definitely stood out for the Indians. Wow. What an effort.
Caden Drake shaking up a little bit on that loose ball as he and Reilly kind of got tangled up going for it. I don't think he's going to be able to stay in. He's probably going to need to come out here. And so, yep, that's the case.
Oh, yeah.
He will be moving under his own power. Does Drake, but that's going to get Johnson back up off the bench, and the Bulldogs trainer is going to take a look at that ankle, what looks to be his left ankle.
Nice hand from the Bulldog crowd here.
And really a little short on the first free throw. He's got another coming. Indians have played extremely clean. Not a lot of fouls called their way. Cross-court pass, one bounce, and to the hoop goes Sam Johnson, but he misses. And back the other way is Jackson Voss going to bring it up the floor. Kicks it off to the left for Norman. Norman raises up, shot no good. Rebound, Gronk. And Gronk gets this one up the floor, gets it to Gus Prickle, and Prickle has it poked away by Cole McLennan. So it'll stay Bulldog basketball. Jim, as I look across to the Bulldog student section, I finally got it. At first, I was thinking it was Country Western Night, by the way they were dressed, but now I get it. It's Cowboys and Indians because they're playing the Milan Indians. So now I get it.
A theme that we missed early on.
Yes.
Good point.
Three ball on the way, in and out. That shot by the freshman James Hughes.
Gabe really comes back quickly.
Yes, he does. And I'm good pass down low the baseline, a little curl around pass to the big man, and Gabe really finishes. And Gabe, again, putting together a pretty good night for himself. He just needed some help.
Absolutely.
Bounce pass inside for Maple. Maple hangs in the air, then delivers at the last second.
Maple with a couple clutch buckets in the game. He's only got 7 points, but they have been at key times.
And going to be a foul call there. I believe Ben really had his, someone was standing on his foot as he tried to get away.
And it is going to be on Gronkemeyer, his second.
Oh, they've got four on Gronk.
Oh, they do have four. Yep, you're right.
And watch this.
The light was a little behind us there.
Garrett's going to leave him in, let him play with four. The Indians get the ball inbound after the foul call, tipped by Lewis. Lands in the hands of Ben Reilly. Ben goes behind the back, through the traffic of the lane, then kicks it out to the three-point line. McClellan gets tangled up. He's got to pass it back to Voss, and Voss with a trap there on Voss, and they tap it away back to McClellan. Aggressive defense for the Bulldogs here, considering the time and score. Quick two by Reilly, no good. Up top to Voss. Voss from the volleyball service line, no good. Johnson snatches it out of the air. They find Gronk on the runner, and he's good. They get down the floor quick, do the Dogs. That was about one dribble and a half.
Ooh-wee.
59-28, 31-point lead now with 5:13 left to go. Down the right-hand side of the lane. Up
Hazeltine back
good.
In
good, yes. Kaiser has it on the near wing, puts it on the deck, drives, kicks out for Lewis, but they're going to call him for a body control foul as Kaiser left his feet on that pass and collided with the defender.
So Cade has three on the game. Three team fouls this half for the Bulldogs, none for the Indians.
And that was very similar to the count in the last quarter. Not a lot of fouls called against this Indian club. They defend cleanly. That's one thing that Matt Prickle can build on.
Oop,
Maple gets in the lane, snatches that steal away. And now the Bulldogs are back on offense. Kaiser on the wing, dribble drive inside, up and under, good. And the way he could elevate and just hang in the air there.
That's impressive.
It really is. Maple with another steal. And he throws it away, gives it right to McLennan. And McLennan kicks it to the corner for Voss. Voss passes up the three, dribbles inside, but McLennan now will take the three and drain it. Good inside-out ball there between Voss and McLennan. On the near side, high above the head, is the freshman James Hughes. Sends it back across the floor for Lewis. Lewis picks up his dribble. Sends it back into the corner for Hughes. Hughes going to hand it off to Maple. Maple dealing. Goes inside. Lewis puts it up. No good. The freshman kicks it out for Kaiser. Kaiser defended well. Gives it up. And Johnson drains the straightaway three. And a substitution now for everyone. Looks like the Bulldogs go with wholesale changes here.
Oh, yes. Much younger lineup. Get him some experience. Maple, the only starter that stays in there, I believe.
Lewis is with him as well.
Oh, Lewis is, yeah.
But the other three young men, Lincoln Garrett, goes in the game.
Indians doing some of the same.
And a steal from Hughes. Hughes dribbling down the left side. Kicks it up top for Lewis. Maple goes back to Lewis inside the lane. Draws contact. Lewis will go to the line to shoot two. Also joining this young group is Carson Hartley.
And this foul, by the way, Terrence, goes to Ethan Clark, the 5'7 sophomore from Milan, just in a few moments ago.
Lewis drains the first free throw as the lead now balloons past 30. Make it 33. That is the deficit that the Indians find themselves in. Down the lane for Ethan Clark.
66-33. Wow.
Clark, a 5'7 sophomore, checking in for the Indians. Of course, Clark on the opposite end picked up that foul.
He's running that floor pretty quickly.
Yeah, trying to atone. Throws up a would-be shot. No good. Quickly the other way. Strong drive down the lane for Carson Hartley. I said it earlier. The basketball guards favor the aggressive. The one that can take it to the hoop. And Hartley just might find himself in the box score should he make these free throws.
The foul on McClellan for Milan.
And he does. Hartley drains the first free throw. He is officially in the box score.
There's number 23 on our 67th point for Batesville tonight.
Bulldogs' highest scoring output of the season here tonight.
Wow.
68-33. Indians, though, still trying. They dump it down low. In and out. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Lincoln Garrett coming up with that rebound, doing the dirty work down low. Hands it off to Maple. Maple gives it up to Hartley. Hartley down the lane, skips it across. Into the corner. Garrett up top. Lewis with a rocket pass down the lane, but they say he traveled. And every once and again, that type of turnover has plagued Trenton Lewis. He's so quick, so fast. He often forgets
to dribble one time before he takes that first step.
He likes to rocket that ball around.
He does. Strong drive down the lane. Euro stepping his way to the basket was number 25, Josh Pettit. And Josh will be fouled, and that will put Pettit on the line. The 5'10 sophomore has an opportunity to get into the box score for the Indians.
Now this is the first foul for Braden Maple of the Bulldogs. He's been in so much action, that's almost hard to believe.
The Bulldogs, four committed fouls in this quarter. Pettit able to drain the second free throw, so it's 68-34. Bulldogs at the lead and the ball. Just over a minute and a half left in the ball game. Most of this home crowd has stuck around to see all of it. As Hartley down the left, the right side of the lane, lays it in good. Carson Hartley. McClellan got a full head of steam on his way to the basket. It was stripped away as someone is going to get whistled for their hand in the cookie jar.
That's going to be Ethan Schneider, the 5'10 sophomore. His first.
And that will put Cole McClellan back on the line. And this is another spot. I'm not going to say it made all the difference, but Milan has made their way to the free throw line several times. They haven't made the most of those opportunities, though.
Things to work on.
McClellan misses the first. Second one bounces through. 70-35, Bulldogs well out in front as Lewis walks it up the floor, drops it off to Hartley. Hartley straight to the rack. In and good. Absorbed the contact, did Hartley. This young man showing no fear.
6 points all in these late minutes for Carson.
Two from the floor, two from the free throw line. Nice pass inside. Hesitation move.
Justin Kazeltine.
Yes. Kazeltine's provided Prickle some nice minutes in this last quarter here. Under a minute now. Bulldogs with the ball. They work it around the arc. Lincoln Garrett had it on the near side. Sends it back up top for James Hughes. Hughes goes behind the back. Picks up his dribble. Finds Hartley. Hartley back to Garrett. And then back up top to Hughes. Make that Garrett from the near corner. Launches a three, no good, but rebound picked up by Maple. Indians going to try to make him give it up. Bulldogs are going to try to dribble it out. And Lures not going to take a shot. They're just going to pass this one around here. Garrett has it in his hand. And that's going to do it. Double zeros on the clock. And the Bulldogs win this one going away, 72-37. The Bulldogs improved to 3-2 on the season. Indians still in search of that first victory, fall to 0-4. We'll send it back to the station momentarily. We come back, tie a bow on this one from the dog pound. The Bulldogs victorious once again. They defeat the Milan Indians 72-37 right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
This January, Margaret Mary Health's excited to welcome Dr. Ed Negovetic to the medical staff. As a physiatrist, Dr. Negovetic uses a non-surgical approach to treat medical conditions that cause pain or limit function. Conditions he treats include sports injuries, concussions, arthritis, and spine, joint, muscle, and nerve pain. With over 15 years of experience in the field, Dr. Negovetic is committed to helping you regain strength, mobility, and independence. For an appointment, call 812-934-6600. 638.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome in, Hoop fans. We've got a final for you here from the Dog Pound. It's the Bulldogs winning this one easily, 72-37 over the Milan Indians. Bulldogs led bell to bell. This is just as they did down in Lawrenceburg. Once they gained the two-point lead to open up the ball game, they never looked back. With big quarters along the way, they prevent the Indians from getting their first victory of the season. They'll continue to look for it with the 72-37 victory. Bulldogs improve to 3-2 on the season, and the Indians fall to 0-4.
It was a heck of a showing for the Bulldogs. Just really impressive. All the way around, balanced scoring, and in fact, four men in double figures. I can go over those scores for you if you like, Terrence.
Please do.
All right. Leading the way, as to no one's surprise, the big postman, Jack Grunkmeyer. He had 10 points in the first half, 8 in the second. Very simple, 18 to lead the way in the contest for all scorers. Sam Johnson ended up with 14 for Batesville. It was 11 for Cade Kaiser and a nice 10 for Gus Prickle. Then there were 7 points put in by Braden Maple. Also 6 for Carson Hartley late in the game. Watch out for Carson to come on. There was also a single two-pointer for Caden Drake and 4 points on a bucket and 2 free throws for Trenton Lures, the point guard who obviously can score more at just about any time.
Yeah, definitely that. Definitely that. And, you know, we talked about it at the top, you know, again, both teams wanting to get a victory here tonight. But it was the Bulldogs wanting to definitely exercise some of those demons that plagued them down there in South Hanover when they took on Southwestern last
weekend. Absolutely.
This is their first time back on the floor since that really bad loss. And credit the coaching staff and these young men for being able to right the ship in a meaningful way, come out and put on quite a show, quite a performance.
A really nice bounce-back effort, and they really held down the Milan Indians, who remain winless on the season, but certainly put up a terrific effort. Gabe Reilly, the 6'2 sophomore, leading the way for him with 16 points. He was the only double-figure scorer, but Cole McClellan ended up with 8 hard-fought points. He was tough inside. Also 4 for Trenton Langferman late in the game. A single free throw went in for Josh Pettit also late. It was 8 for Cole McClellan, as we mentioned, and then 4 for Justin Caseltine, a couple buckets there in the second half, 1 for Micah Norman for 2 points, and another for Ben Reilly for another 2 points. And that's the total of your scoring, Terrence.
All right, well, don't go away, folks. We've got assistant coach Andy Allen joining us in the booth here. We'll send it back to the station real quick. We'll come back and get comments, his thoughts on tonight's victory as the Bulldogs defeat the Indians 72-37. We'll be right back. Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so's the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Joining us now on the post-game show, assistant coach for the Batesville Bulldogs, Coach Andy Allen. Coach, congratulations on the victory, and thanks for coming up with us.
Thank you, Terrence. Aaron, a little under the weather tonight, but was able to come and lead us, lead our team, obviously, and it's a pleasure to be up here. Jim, welcome to the area. Thanks for calling the game. And Terrence, it's you've become a staple for the our program here, so great to have you on the airways. Right.
Always glad to be here, Coach. And, you know, one of the things that Coach Garrett mentioned, and you and I were talking just off air moments ago, really good, solid victory to get here, a nice bounce-back win, considering the way things went last weekend.
Yeah, a tale of a couple different stories. And first of all, we're going down to Southwestern Hanover, and they're a really good basketball.
Sure.
That's going to be some really good basketball in that area. But the way our guys responded Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in practice, mm-hmm. and we saw the energy build from our coaching staff first. Yep. I mean, we need to lay out the expectations, but then our guys responded. And we've got three really good seniors that are leading us, and Cade Kaiser as a junior setting the tone as well. With a lot of varsity experience, and I know that Coach Garrett has talked about this, that these younger guys that are coming with us too, this is kind of their first test, and so
sure.
We go three games on the road, and then obviously last Saturday night, but then how do you respond Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? And tonight's performance, I thought our guys did a tremendous job defensively. Mm-hmm. Coach Gellert does a great job preparing our kids in the 2-3 zone and the drill work. We've established a standard of kills, which if you get three stops in a row, then that's just we call that a kill. So sometimes yeah. We yell that on the bench. That's one of the ways we grade our defense. We had five in the first half.
Wow.
And so to string those things together, those stops together, then allowed us to start to spread out the lead a little bit and then continue a solid effort in the second half. So all the credit to the kids and how they responded Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in practice. And then we get obviously one day, and then we go down to East Central on Saturday night.
So I want to talk about that defense just a little bit. You know, Coach Prickle for the Milan Indians knew coming in that the defense would be stingy. But help me understand, these opposing teams, they come in, they know that you're going to run this 2-3 zone.
Right.
They know that. They practice that. They talk about this is what we're going to do against this zone. Yet, live in the moment, you get a kill. I mean, they still have trouble trying to handle it. What makes that so? What is it that your players are doing on a night-to-night basis that still makes that so difficult for opposing offenses?
Well, the first thing, Terrence, is they're playing their assignments.
Yeah.
And so as we go back every week and we grade the film, mm-hmm. and Coach Gellert's able to break down what on every possession, every time the ball goes somewhere, all five guys have a very specific responsibility.
Right.
And we're able to grade that, and we're able to fine-tune who does what. We've made some positional changes, as moving some guys into different spots where we think
sure.
they maybe fit better. Our subs are able to come in. Caden Drake does a really good job to come in and
yes.
to play at the free throw line area there, play the goalie position for us. Our guards are getting better at assignment basketball.
Right.
And so as our kids play their assignments, there is a responsibility for every action and then another action and then another action. We layer right. back on until we get back into the home, which we call like the traditional 2-3 position. And we just rep it. And
yeah.
we look at it on film, a lot of film work, and just be able to point things out. We assign grades to them as far as how they grade out and what the responsibilities. And it's just repetition after repetition after repetition. All credit to our guys. They've done a really good job of accepting the assignments, growing in the assignments. It's been been some teaching sessions that have happened on the film. And again, all credit to them to accept the coaching. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. Maybe we, you know, they've accepted the coaching. They've gotten better and they do their job really well. And I think you saw a really good execution of that tonight, especially in the first half.
And Coach, we've noticed over the week and a half that I've been here and gotten to see your team twice that there is also a pattern as to the way each half has started for you in the person of Jack Grunkmeyer. That, you know, Grunk gets some breaks and racks up 8 fast points, 10 fast points, and you're off and running. And that happened in both the first and second halves here tonight. The young man's not 6'10". He's a solid force. He's, what, 6'2"? Great body and knows how to position it to really, it seems like, make the most of what he's got in there.
Well, he's just a tremendous athlete and a better kid. And, you know, to have a Division I baseball player, he's just spends a lot of time you know, outside of, on the baseball diamonds, and deservedly so. And so on a basketball floor, being 6'2", maybe generously, but maybe. But to be able to run the floor, to have great feet, to have great hands. And Jack struggled early on Saturday and kind of set the tone a little bit as from that, but responded. And when, as he goes, oftentimes we go from an energy standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. He's our most vocal leader. And he was locked in right from the get-go tonight. It was great to see him get out on the breakaway. And Jack didn't surprise himself. Maybe surprised some of us to get out there and get a little breakaway.
And that's what we saw as far as setting a tone. Yeah. It really made the things open up for you.
And it speaks to the work that Jack puts in the weight room as well. I mean, a couple years ago when we brought Jack up from the JV and brought him up to full-time varsity, the work that Jack has done in the mornings here, in the weight room, outside, eat right, sleep right, get stronger, get quicker, do the work. I think you're starting to see that in the senior year here, and it's a lot of fun to coach and a lot of fun to watch.
Sure. No question. A great game to be in the building for here tonight. Again, Coach, congratulations on the victory. Like as you said, a short break tonight, and it's on to St. Paul to take on the Trojans. Not an easy place to win. Your thoughts on the game Saturday?
Well, it'll be a long night. We've got the girls play first, and then, you know, the girl-boy doubleheader, and we really like that format, and I think East Central has a Hall of Fame in-between game. So it's going to be a different style.
Sure.
East Central, new coaching staff after Coach Disbrow's time there. As we begin to scout, we know they're going to be physical.
Yeah.
It's going to look a little different. They're going to be physical. They're going to want to probably, you know, use their physicality against us. And I think you saw the blueprint tonight. We want to play great defense, and then we want to get out and run. We want to get out in transition, share the basketball, make sure that we're spaced, and then we have an opportunity to attack downhill. We will. So those are, you know, it's a great matchup for us to take a look at their strength and maybe the way they want to play versus sometimes the way we want to play. And so it should be a great night of basketball following the girls' game that will start at 6 o'clock there.
You know what they say, styles make fights. So it should be a really good ball game. Again, Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks so much for being gracious with your time. And as always, we appreciate everything that you do in the name of high school athletics. Thanks so much.
Same here, gentlemen. Thank you, Jim. Welcome to Air Terrence. Always appreciate
thanks so
what
much.
You do.
Glad to have you, Coach.
Not only our school, but Southeastern Indiana. Thanks, all gentlemen. Right. Have a great night.
Yes, thank you, sir. And that was Coach Andy Allen joining us in the post-game show. And, Jim, I'll tell you from speaking with Coach, what impressed me most was when he was talking about the attention to detail when they review tape talking about that zone and the way it morphs from side to side. And I was really impressed when when he said every single person has a task, has a job,
a role
they're supposed to be.
Yes. Yeah.
And they grade that on every single possession, every single action. And that just really impressed me, talking about, you know, film work at the high school level. These aren't college kids. These aren't pro kids. But at the high school level, that amount of attention to detail, and it shows up on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And it springs guys that you wouldn't think are going to score to do so. Carson Hartley with 6 points late, a couple bucks and a pair of free throws.
Yes.
A pair of free throws went up for Trenton Lures, who, of course, would normally get some good jumpers, but everybody else had them as well. I thought it was a well-rounded attack. Almost everybody scored for the Bulldogs. And, that attention, that formula there's something to be said for formula.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And then he had his comments, too, about the individual work that Gronkemeyer is doing to better his game. And
this guy's going to play baseball.
Listen, it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago, Jim, and I had a coach actually say this to me. You know, it used to be that weight training was an edge, but now it's to keep up.
It's everything. Yes.
It is. It's to keep up. And that's another thing I just find interesting, the emphasis that these programs today are putting on conditioning. You heard him talk about diet and sleep and just, you know, this. It's not so much these coaches, and Batesville's I'm not singling them out above anyone else. Everyone is doing it.
Sure.
The attention that these coaches are putting into the whole athlete now.
Yes.
You know, not just what you're doing at practice, what you're doing at home, what you're eating, when you're sleeping. I just think it's phenomenal.
Absolutely. And it happens, across the nation in all kinds of programs. And I just came from one, Basalt, Colorado. They've been in the playoffs for 8 years.
Yes.
They've made the state semifinals twice. And they're so close. Coach Carl Frerichs, the most happy, upbeat guy going, but he's so serious, as he was at the banquet that was my last event out west there, when he pointed out those guys were going to be in that weight room, and they're going to do the zero R prayer team doing it this last season anyway, and from now all the way up to next fall, they're going to be that much better. And these are not huge young people. These are not 300-pound kids. They're 180, 170-pound kids who maximize the muscle they've got, the weight training, whether it's for football, for basketball, for ballet dancing, whatever you're doing, it's going to be important to get that muscle control, that strength, and feel good about yourself as well.
Exactly. Well, Jim, another great one. Enjoyed doing this one with you as well. We have, we'll be back on the air again on Saturday.
Yes.
As these same Bulldogs will take on an EIAC foe in the East Central Trojans. That game, it'll be a girls and boys doubleheader, tip-off immediately following the girls' game.
That should be a blast for everybody to listen to, and I'll be out there listening for you as well. It should be outstanding. Looking forward to it.
All right.
And, of course, another great Coach's Corner show on Monday, hosted by you.
And that particular show, this particular show, you don't want to miss. It is our preview show for the Ripley County Tournament. We will speak to every single coach for every school involved in the tournament. Both the men's and women's coach will be able to talk to both coaches. It's a great show. Last year was our most listened to show.
There you go.
Should be the same this year. Don't miss it. Mark your calendars. Monday, 6 p.m. live from Ison's Family Pizza. Should be a great time. Let's thank our sponsors just one last time for making this broadcast and so many other broadcasts that you hear on this network possible.
Absolutely. They bring it to us all the time. They include Affinity Graphics and Tees, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Hurt and Elko, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Margaret Mary Health, JC Bank, Runs Gutswiller, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Ison's Family Pizza, of course, Gehring's, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Great Plains Communications, and Ivy Tech Community College.
So from all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station, John, thanks so much for everything you do. For my partner in crime beside me, Jim Williams, this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.